All right, exciting here. We got a band all the way from Ontario. Excuses.
That's right.
And if you guys just want to go around the horn and introduce yourselves real quickly.
Perfect. My name's Kyle. I sing and I play guitar.
Yo, I'm Jason. I do drums and, yeah, backing vocals.
I'm Trevor. I play bass and do backing vocals.
Do you yell?
Yeah, I yell a lot.
And out of the three of you guys, who's the leader, or do you all kind of co-lead?
Oh, definitely me.
Kyle, yeah, you're the leader, lead singer, right? You got to lead the charge there. All right, you guys just want to give a little background on the band and how you guys came to be informed.
Yeah, so we're from Ontario, more specifically Oshawa, Ontario. We actually formed this group when we all met in college in Kingston. We were going to school. Trevor and I had known each other since we were 3 years old and kind of started playing in bands together in high school. So when we found we wanted to make it a little more serious, and we stumbled upon Jason at Trevor's college and became good friends. He was just hanging out, you know. And then, yeah, we started playing together. We all left Kingston, moved to Oshawa, where we're based now, and just started touring around and releasing music independently.
Yeah. Yeah. So Kingston, that's interesting because it's home of the Tragically Hip, right? Any influence from those guys? Or?
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. I feel like every Canadian band has to have at least a little bit of influence.
Sacrilegious if you don't, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are playing at the Exchange tonight, right?
Yes.
Is this your first time in Regina?
No. Yeah. No. We actually did, back in 2019, we played the Wolf's Halloween party.
With
The Wild and Weapons at the time.
Oh, sweet. I still have a Wolf sticker on my drum case.
Yeah.
Oh, right on. Nice.
Yeah, so that was fun. We've been here a couple times, though. Like, mm-hmm. we only come out west once a year, maybe, and then obviously COVID did not help that very much, but we enjoy coming here and have had some pretty decent times here.
Well, we're happy to have you guys back. So what can people expect when they're going to your show tonight at the Exchange if they've never, you know, seen or even heard of you guys before?
Loud, high energy.
Yeah, if you like high energy rock music, that's gonna be the place for you. A lot of energy, a lot of movement, good times. We like to chat with the crowd, you know, trying to keep it a pretty cool, chill vibe for everybody. But yeah, that's really what we do.
Yeah. You guys got a new single, Paralysis.
Yeah.
Meaning and background behind that tune, because I sat or listened to it a few times yesterday and today, and man, I love it. So
awesome.
Give me a little background on the inspiration behind that.
Well, I mean, mental illness is obviously like a pretty popular topic at this time. It's something that's been pretty close to me my whole life. I've been struggling with that since I was a child. So what we really like to do is find ways to be really honest about it with people, and then also at the same token encourage them that, you know, it's okay to not be okay, and it's okay to feel these things, but we don't have to actually let it dictate our lives and define who we are as people.
Yeah.
You know, so that one, Paralysis, I really wanted to emphasize that, especially being our first single back. We like writing stuff that means something and that people can actually latch on to.
Yeah.
So it came from a lot of like personal experiences and trying to talk about the feelings of being stuck, you know, when you are feeling poorly, are feeling down, and feeling stuck, like you can't really accomplish the things in life that you want to because of those struggles that you're having. And I really, like I said before, I really just wanted to encourage people that that's okay, and you will find your way through those times. There is ways through, even though it's not easy. So we don't have to really let it, you know, define who we are and control us.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. A lot of, especially guys, they let it bottle up inside them, right?
Oh, yeah.
And this is a perfect month for that kind of a song.
It's true. Yeah.
Because it's Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, right?
Yeah.
It's all these guys, they're too macho, manly to, you know, talk about themselves
exactly.
and their feelings,
that's,
right?
And so, I think that's a huge problem, right?
It's like,
you have to talk about it, because if you let those things bottle up, it really just, it can eat away at you and really tear you down, right?
Well, you got a perfect like format for that too, because you can talk in a way that speaks to other people because you write the song, yeah, right? And people can listen. So that's super cool. And it's going to be a sweet show at the Exchange tonight. Yeah. I wanted to ask, excuses. There got to be some meaning behind the name of that band. Who came up with that one?
It was honestly just came from a long list that we created. And
yeah,
just
yeah,
probably 100 names. And that was just always the one that kind of stuck with us. And then the more we played and wrote, it kind of became more and more fitting to what we were actually doing,
yeah,
and
yeah,
just the message behind our music. So
yeah, when Trevor and I were trying to come up with that name, it was before we met Jason, but like it's extremely hard to come up with a cool band name nowadays.
That isn't taken.
Yeah. Every single time you do, it is taken.
Yeah,
all,
yeah.
You spend all this time on the internet like searching for crumbs of like, it's does somebody use this already?
That's a band in Brazil.
Yeah, and just trying to be unique. So yeah, like Trevor said, we came up with literally it was at minimum 100 names, and we, you know, whittled it down, and that one just kind of stuck because at the time we didn't really know what we wanted to be about. We just kind of let it flow and let it happen naturally. So when we realized, like, hey, this is kind of the types of topics that we're talking about, and how it's like we encourage people to, you know, be unique, be individual, live their own life, and there's really no excuse to not do that. Right
there you go.
It
yeah,
just it,
yeah,
it kind of stuck with us, and we're like, oh, this might be perfect.
Yeah, yeah, everyone has got these excuses as to why or they can't,
yeah,
do anything, right? Well, there you go.
No, yeah, exactly.
Excuses. So I want to ask you guys, during your travels, you know, for a band that's, you know, trying to establish yourselves, get a name out there for themselves, what's yeah, the pros and cons of starting out and getting known out to as a country as big as Canada, right?
Yeah,
it's not,
I mean,
not like you can go long? 2 hours and hit five
yeah,
different
yeah, yeah,
towns.
No,
right?
No. It's not like being in the UK or something where every town is like an hour and a half away.
But, yeah.
Definitely the traveling can take a massive toll on you because what people don't realize is when bands are touring Canada, there's a couple ways to route it, but no matter what, there's going to be days like today. We literally just drove most of 8 hours. To make it here to chat with you, and yeah, then I have to, you know, right after this, go check into the hotel, then go right to the venue, load out all our stuff to the venue, get set up, get everything ready, play a show, and then like do it all again in the morning. You
right,
know what I mean?
Rinse and repeat.
And yeah, it's tough because you start getting like a major lack of sleep. You're not eating at proper times, so
you're
your
not
body
eating properly.
You're not eating properly at all.
McDonald's.
Yeah. Too much McDonald's.
this morning.
But yeah, it can be really tough on the body and on the mind. So, I mean, luckily we have a good crew of guys who like we're best friends.
Yeah,
and it helps because we can respect each other's space and you know, mental capacity at times and when we need it. But yeah, I mean, especially in Canada. And the other thing is, I mean, when you're starting out, you're starting small.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to actually get seen by people and have people out, you know, you can run all the ads and stuff that you want, but there's no guarantee that there's going to be people yeah, at the shows.
Yeah, that's right? 100%. Yeah.
Sometimes you drive 30 hours and there's nobody there and it can be a little defeating, but then yeah, the next night might be great and the night after that can be great. So
yeah, and so you never really know what you're going to get and you're just kind of going into it blind. But
and it's best not to get too discouraged by that too because you never know like what's going to happen at the next show. Like
it's true.
Amazing, yeah, yeah, right?
Could go so, from zero people, from five people to 200, right?
If it's yeah, every show, then it's just like, okay, what are we doing here, boys?
Yeah. Yeah,
but luckily that isn't the case.
No, and hopefully that's not the case tonight, guys, for your show at the Exchange. How can people, if they want to show up, get tickets? Just show
there's
up
the, yeah, there's tickets online through the Exchange website.
Okay, perfect.
Or at the door is fine. It is all ages, so everybody's welcome to come and hang out. We have two locals as well, Clover and Birthday Cake Trebuchet.
Oof.
Yeah,
that's a great mouthful there.
They seem like very yeah, we don't know them, but they seem like very nice fellows. So yeah, I mean, I would think it's going to be a pretty awesome show full of good rock music if that's your thing. So.
Absolutely, I know there's a lot of rock fans in the city here. So
yeah,
hopefully they get through the door there, enjoy your show, and you guys put on a hell of a show for them as well. Appreciate you guys stopping in here. All the best on the show tonight, tomorrow in Saskatoon, and then in your endeavors across the rest of Canada and in the near future.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Aaron.
Thank
appreciate
you,
it.